Welcome, and thank you for streaming this sermon. At Heritage Baptist Church, we believe that the Word of God and the Gospel of Jesus can truly change lives. So it is our hope and prayer that this service stirs up your affection for Christ and helps you to draw closer to Him. For more information, please visit hbchaslett.org.
Wow, that was great. Appreciate that. Well, for those of you who don't know, maybe you're visiting or something like that, we were able to take a medical team down to Honduras to Brother Harold and Lena Pride's ministry, and his son, Leslie Pride, and his wife, Elba, ministering right nearby there as well. So we were able to take a group down, 20 of our people, and then we also had a few others join us. One girl who was already down there, and her friend who was a translator, and then we had it was actually a retired missionary from Kenya. She's been on a lot of trips with us in the past, and so she was able to come with us as well. And we're excited to show you a little bit about what we did through a short presentation. And I'm excited, like Pastor said, to hear the testimonies. It's a blessing, and I said even in our Sunday school class today, you never know how God is working in people's lives, and so it's neat to see just their perspective of what went on and what they saw. And so I appreciate Pastor allowing us to take a team down and come himself. We appreciate our church being a mission-minded church, and thank you for your giving. Many of you gave toward the trip through our Wednesday night offerings, through special gifts. Some of you contributed some medications that we were able to take down, and then also many of you prayed, and so we're grateful for your partnering with us on this trip, and we're looking forward to just sharing these testimonies tonight. So we're going to watch a quick video, and then we've got a bunch of people who want to give a testimony tonight.
A multitude had gathered on a hill near Galilee to hear the words of Jesus and his miracles to see. But as the day wore on, his disciples came to say, "There's not enough to feed them, Lord. Should we send them away?" And from a little boy's basket of 5 barley loaves of bread, and with 2 fish, 5,000 hungry people would be fed. Lord, here's my basket. It's not much, I know. It, maybe it will grow. Although I could keep it, I'll give it to you. So Lord, here's my basket. You don't have to ask, it's the least I can do. Basket filled with good, although it may not be used exactly as it should. So many throw it all away or keep it for themselves, while others never use sip, they just place it on a shelf. Lord, I know that what you've done for me, my basket can't repay. But maybe with it, you can feed some hungry soul along the way. Lord, here's my basket. It's not much, I know. Take it and use it. Please don't refuse it. Maybe it will grow. Although I could keep it, I'll give it to you. So, Lord, here's my basket. You don't have to ask, it's the least I can do. So, Lord, here's my basket. You don't have to ask, it's the least I can do.
Let Grandpa go first.
I don't know if you get to preach or not, son. What a privilege it is to go on a mission trip. Before I came here, I was able to go on three others. This is my fourth. And second medical missions, I know nothing about medicine. All I know is to take my cholesterol medicine, half aspirin, and that's it. But it was a privilege to be able to go and do whatever I could do, to see over 400 people ministered to see over at least 40 people saved, to see a team with compassion and love meet. I didn't know I'd do that. But I loved it. And I'd encourage anybody else to be involved. All we were doing is to continue doing what Christ was doing. In Luke chapter 4, verse 16, it says, "And he, Jesus, came to Nazareth where he had been brought up. And as his custom, he went to the synagogue on the Sabbath day and stood up to read, and there was delivered unto him a book of the prophet Isaiah. And when he had opened the book, he found a place where it was written, 'The Spirit of the Lord was upon me, because he hath anointed me to preach the gospel to the poor. He hath sent me to heal the brokenhearted, to preach deliverance to the captives, and recovering of sight to the blind, and to set at liberty them that are bruised, to preach the acceptable year of the Lord.'" You'll see that the main emphasis is twice mentioned he preached. He preached the gospel, and that's our emphasis. We didn't just go to have a good time. We went, and we did have a good time. But we went to preach the gospel and to heal, though, those that were bruised. Miss Rachel and the other nurses and others that put all the medicines together, they worked hard, and they done it because they loved Jesus. But they also wanted these people to know the love of Jesus. And that's what we did. And we got to see our mission offerings at work. We got to see a super, I call it a super missionary, Brother Harold and Lena Prati. And to me, they're not just plain missionaries, they're super missionaries. They've been doing a great job for years and years and years, and they're a little older than me, and they still hadn't gave up. And also see the hand of God at work in protecting them. Most of you seen the wreck pickup. I know the wreck was terrible, but God's hand was right there. I thank God for letting me go. What a blessing it was to see all this take place. And the Lord let me, I'll probably go again. Amen.
I want to thank you guys for allowing us to go and just for prayer and financial support. We did have a great time. Anybody who's ever concerned about leaving the country and going to another country, the Lord's going to watch over you and keep us safe just as you did. He blessed us to be able to serve the Hondurans, and we just want to thank you again for that. The biggest thing was just the teamwork. Everybody came together. You know, the trip started out a little rough. But everybody came together quickly as a team. We enjoyed ourselves. We had fun the entire time we were there. Even though we had a little rough ending to it, we're thankful that the Lord watched over the missionary. But everybody came together, even in that incident. And even the Hondurans themselves came together. You know, we didn't know these people, and, you know, they showed up to help us. So I just truly enjoy going on these mission trips. And again, I do encourage each and every one of you to give it a shot. Don't be worried about leaving our country. But again, the Lord will keep you safe, and he'll give you a wonderful time, and he'll bless your heart. Thank you.
So my name's Jennifer Ratledge. I don't like the microphone. It was a blessing to be able to go. I thank Rachel and Phil and Brother Wiggins and Pastor for making it possible for us to be able to go. This was my first mission trip, and I've already texted Rachel, told her I'm ready to go. When's our next one? I'm ready. Let's pack up. Let's go again. It was such a blessing. I had no idea what I was going to be doing while I was there, but it was wonderful. I was fortunate enough that my daughter was able to go with me, and we were able to just see her with the kids and just be able to acclimate and never complain about anything that may have come our way. We had struggles, there were difficulties, there were sad stories, it just touched my heart, and that our team was able to pull together. I think we had a fantastic team that went. We just all were encouraging to one another. We took care of one another and loved everybody. Shelby Wiggins, I'm shouting out to you because you're not going to come up here and speak tonight. But one of the songs that she sang recently was I Can Pray, and I encourage everyone, if you're not able to go on a mission trip with us, we may be the feet for you, but you have the ability to pray for us. And if there's nothing else that you can do, you can pray. And thank you so much.
Hi, my name's Addie Ratledge. That was my mom. So this is my first mission trip, and this is my first time out of the country, and I'm very thankful that I was with this team, that it was my first mission trip and my first time out of the country, and yeah, it was such a blessing to be able to go, and like my mom said, a lot of sad cases, but it was all worth it in the end to see the joy of them being able to be treated and to have someone to talk to about and to hear the gospel. And I'm definitely ready to go on the next one, whenever that may be. And just want to thank the church for allowing us to go, and want to thank Pastor for allowing us to go and to have a heart for missions and to allow us to go. Okay. Thank you.
Hello, I'm Miss Eva, and I'm gonna try and hold it together, although Grandpa already was already. But I'm gonna try and hold it together. But I have a little something I want to read, and then I'll just go off what else I wanted to say. First of all, I want to thank everyone for your prayers, for your donations. And I'm like very thankful I was able to go on the trip and work alongside so many wonderful people. All of you guys you hear from the church, which is great, and I'm like thankful that I'm part of this church, and I was able to go with, you know, with you guys. So I was able to work a lot with Rachel and Lee. Lee's a wonderful nurse. I learned a lot. I think I can be a nurse now. To say one thing at a time, though. I'm grateful that you know our church has so many nurses that were able to go and just, you know, help these people. They don't know the language, but you know, their hearts were open to just go, and they didn't know what to expect, but they were willing to just go. And that's just such a blessing. They were so compassionate with the people. I was very impacted and blessed by getting to know a lot of the people over there. I mean, there was like so many stories, like, you know, Ms. Ratledge said, so many stories. So many things that, you know, that we get to keep in our heart and just hold with us, you know, for the rest of our lives. So thank you guys for your prayers and everything. But you guys know that I'm from El Salvador, right? I mean, I think most of you guys know that. So El Salvador is just like a little country, like right next to Honduras. So, you know, Honduras people, they make me feel close to El Salvador. And I guess just like one perspective that maybe you guys can't see, but I feel like I can see, like, from the Honduran people, is how caring everyone from this church was. You know, they don't know them, they don't speak the language, but yet everybody that went was just so, so caring, so compassionate, and I was able to see that, and I know that they were able to see that in you guys. You know, I know it. Just you all went with your open hearts, you know, took their culture in, which is my culture, from when I was born. And it was just great. Like, to me, it's just great. You know, it's just as if I was in El Salvador and seeing all the, obviously I can't take you all there, but, you know, it's just like seeing all of you guys there and just interact with the people. It made me feel really good. So I know it made them feel really good. So I'm like really thankful for all of you guys for everything that you all did, and thankful for your prayers.
I think Miss Jennifer said it absolutely best. I just want to thank y'all so much for sending us, because we couldn't have done what we did if it wasn't for y'all. God is involved in missions, and he wants us all involved in missions. And if you can't go, you can pray. I love the way she said that. I truthfully never thought that I would be involved in medical missions. When I came off the field from where I was in the island 6 years ago, I thought I was going back there. So then when the first missions trip that I was able to go on opened up, I said no. I was like, I don't do medical missions. That's not what I do. But this is the third trip that the Lord's allowed me to go on. And he truly has just brought such a burden in my heart to better myself in medicals and to better myself in areas that I can be a more beneficial part of the team. But I am thankful for this team, for Brother Wiggins putting up with me. This is his second trip that he's had to be stuck with me in triage, and he's taught me a lot of things, but it was just such a wonderful trip. If there was one thing that really stuck out to me on this trip. I heard a phrase one time, someone said it, and I was actually just talking to Miss Rachel about it just recently. There was a lady that said, when you place everything in God's hands, you begin to see his hands in everything. And that's been something that I've been really working on in my life. You know, am I really placing things in his hands? Am I really putting everything in God's hands? And in this trip, more than ever before, I could see God's hands in everything. And it was just so neat to me. There was a moment that we were sorting medications and we were looking for specific medications. I don't have enough medical knowledge to tell you what it was, but it was important. And we were looking for it, and we thought it was on one of the totes that didn't make it, and there was just all sorts of, you know, dumping totes trying to find stuff. And I shared that phrase with Miss Maggie, who was on our team, and she said, well, then why aren't we placing that in his hands? And so we stepped aside, and we prayed together with Miss Beverly, and not a minute later, Miss Rachel said, I found it. Here it is. And it was just so neat, from the medication to the flight to the accident, every detail. When you place everything in his hands, you really do begin to see his hand in everything. Thank you so much again for all those that prayed, all those that gave. This trip truly would not have been possible. I know so many people wanted to go but couldn't, but all of what happened there is a direct result of a church that wants to serve the Lord and that loves the Lord and that's being involved in missions. Thank you.
The new flooring is loud. Well, I've been on a lot of mission. Ooh, this is really loud too. I've been on a lot of missions teams. I think we calculated I've been on 27 international missions trips. But I have to say, this team really was phenomenal. So I won't repeat a broken record here. But from a leader's perspective, what you don't want to see happen is luggage issues 1 hour into your trip. And that's what happened. And you also don't want to look over to your side and see your missionary, your host missionary, leaned up against a pole with live wires. But I am thankful for our team. Everybody really came together really well and had a good attitude about everything. We didn't have people complaining and whining about anything on this trip, at least. They didn't tell us about it. Maybe they told all of you, but they didn't tell us about it. But we are very thankful. I am, as other people have said, I'm very thankful for a pastor with a heart for missions and who is willing to get behind our heart's desire of medical missions. When we came to this church, before Abby was even born, we told Pastor this is what we want, and he's letting us do that, and we're very, very thankful for that. Ultimately, I understand this was my license, and those patients, those 434 patients were my responsibility, but there's no way I could have done it without a really good support team here and on the team with us. So many of you text us multiple times during the trip that had no idea of all the challenges that were happening, but just to let us know that they were praying for us. And then multiple families said, hey, we've made y'all our missionaries this week. And that was super, super special for us to know that somebody back home was having their children pray for us as we were taking care of Honduran children. So I get asked all the time, like, what's the requirement for going on a medical missions trip? You need a little bit of money. We can work on that. But you need a willing attitude. And it doesn't take somebody with medical knowledge. 14 of the people on our team were not medical. But God has given you a tool that you can use to reach other people with the gospel. So our team was equipped with a lot of tools. Medications, of course, like, very important tool, but a smile. Somebody that could weigh a baby and look at the mom and say, we're glad you're here. I sat and I stood back for a little while and I watched San Miguel and Ana, who were the Hondurans that were sharing the gospel, and they used tools that God had equipped them with. They used object lessons to explain to people that without Christ, you're going to hell, and with Christ, your eternity can be heaven. So they were using the resources that they had. The missionaries used the resources that they had. I was talking to Grandpa at lunch today, and we were saying that despite the challenges, the scary wreck, the lady at Delta yelling at my children to run with their luggage, even when they were falling, we would do it over and over and over again. I know Grandpa agreed with that. If what the end result was 40 people accepting Christ, we would do it again tomorrow, and the next day, and the next day. Miss Tanya kept our children alive. There were lots of people on the trip that did all kinds of stuff for us. One of the tools, though, that we did have on this trip was an ultrasound, and I know that many of y'all gave specifically for that and have prayed for us, specifically, like, how can we use this to reach people for the gospel? So I'm here today to tell you that there are people that will be in heaven because you gave and because you prayed, and that a little tool that weighs just a few ounces, I'm going to show it to you, this little tool right here plugs into my phone. And the very first lady that came through the clinic, so we used it not just for pregnant mamas, we used it for this giant thyroid mass and liver issues and gallstones and a little boy who will never be able to get medical care anywhere else that had a murmur in his heart. Lots of things that we used it for, but the very first mom that we were able to do the ultrasound on, she was on the video standing there beside me. Didn't have any idea how far along she was, but we were able to show her baby, and you could see on the ultrasound, like, the hand is pushing and the baby's kicking and moving around. So we took care of her physically, gave her prenatal vitamins. She had an infection. We took care of that, got everything else squared away, taught her how to take care of herself and her unborn child, and then introduced her to Anna. So Anna is one of the Honduran ladies that we've met on multiple trips, and she's amazing at sharing the gospel. And one of the first things the lady said was, I got to see my baby. That's a really huge deal. And she said, and my baby's already alive. And I got to thinking, like, we have no concept that life begins at conception. So we were able to sit down with her and explain, that baby's been alive for weeks. That is a child, a real child. And so we explained to her, your creator created that baby, but also loves you enough that he was willing to die for you. And that lady got saved. And so because of an ultrasound that you were willing to spend some extra money on, that lady not only changed the trajectory of her eternity, and she'll spend her future in heaven, but the projection of her family for generations to come. So after that little boy gets bigger, she can go back and say, an American team came and had an ultrasound in a country that this is not the norm to see their baby, and explain to her that life was already there. God created that life. But then she can also go back to that little side room in an open-air room in Honduras on the side of a hill and say that this is where I met my Savior. And it'll not only change her life, it'll change the rest of her family's life for generations to come. And that's why we do medical missions. So if you've had any doubt in your mind, is it really worth it? And I have a lot of people that question this. So you give them blood pressure medicine for 90 days, so what? In 90 days, they'll probably still have a stroke. That could be true. We do a lot of education. We print things in Spanish to give them. We teach them how to take care of themselves long after we're gone. But the reality is, what every one of those Hondurans need is the same need as what I need and what you need, and that's Jesus. So it is worth it. And the money that you invested, I know Miss Louise Watts went to every store in the Metroplex to get us the medications that we needed for this trip. So a lot of you that weren't able to go on the trip were still able to help. So many of you were spent hours and hours and hours in our home, packing totes and looking at expiration dates and very frustrated with all the Honduran paperwork. But it was definitely worth it. We saw a lot of really sick cases on this trip, cases that were really heartbreaking. I know poor Eva and Michelle had to sit there and listen to them, and there are things that we can't fix. But eternity is one thing that will change not only them, but again, their family forever. We know that of those 434 patients, at least 40 of them accepted Christ. And Pastor says all the time, he's promised to never leave them. He's promised to take care of them and supply their every need. And our job is simply to be one of those tools. So whether it's an ultrasound that weighs just a few ounces, or if it's the Dollar Tree medications, or your family being our prayer partners for the week, use whatever tool God has given you. The Hondurans are doing their job. The Honduran Christians are doing their job, and the Pridays are doing their job. But there's a whole world of dying people. And God has given us tools and skill sets and responsibilities. So I guess my question to you is, what's holding you back? There's no reason why our entire church can't get behind this and can be a part of medical missions. And not every one of you can go, I understand that, but all of you can be a part in making sure that the whole world hears the gospel. So as for the James family, we're not going to stop until that goal is reached, and we really appreciate y'all getting behind us and supporting us.
Well, I want to say the James family is awesome, and we couldn't do what we do without them. And I know the hours and hours and hours that they put into putting this all together, and it always runs smoothly. It always does. Even when we have hiccups, it still runs smoothly. We had a great team, and I want to say from the bottom of my heart, I want to thank you guys that went for taking off a week out of your work and taking your money and putting toward this. And we'll never know this side of eternity what impact we had this trip. And yes, 40 souls are saved, but we can't count how many other people will have been touched through this and the help that we gave to the Pridies. But the thing is that how much it helps us. We went to be a blessing, but they were a blessing to us. And I will say that since I've been here is when I first time I went on a missions trip, and literally it changes my life. And I just want to say to each and every one of you, plan right now. Start putting some money aside, and we're going next year. We may even take two trips next year, and we want you to be a part of it. And if you can't go, then a lot of you have already put the time in and effort in, and everybody's on our trip is significant. I think about Addie Ratledge. She went there just to make balloon animals. You know, you think, but when the kids were crying, you give them a balloon, they quit. And when their balloons pop, they crash, you give them another one. And that was an important part of the team, it was. And just to get their attention, and like we've been saying, just to say, hey, we love you. And so I appreciate James's, I can't brag on you guys enough, and Brother Phil and Miss Rachel, just great, great, great people. And the way that Miss James does with her patients is just, I'm telling you, God's just with her. And so I want to thank them, thank the church for supporting us, for your prayers, and we look forward to what God's going to do on our next trip.
I think everybody covered everything that I was going to say, but I kind of did a little alliterated thing here, but we saw God's, first of all, his provision. We actually saw how God has provided for the Pridies, and as pastors talked about in the last couple messages about, you know, they went several years ago and kind of added on, and then last time that we were there, we were able to see the land that was purchased, and now this time the building that we held the clinic in was really a result of our giving, as well as some other churches, but it was amazing to see. The building was great. It was very nice, and they've got more plans to complete it, but they still need some funds for that. So we saw his provision there. Of course, we saw his provision in the safety that he gave us. Again, some issues with the bags, but everything did arrive, including some medication that Brother Pridey had sent personally with us, and that got lost, and it was a fairly expensive medication that he couldn't get there. And so we saw that arrive, and everything was good at the end, and we're thankful for that. Provision and safety, again, with the accident, it was pretty amazing how God worked it out. So we were on our way to a different town for that last day, and where the accident occurred, there was a missionary that we know, because we've been to a couple other trips to Honduras and have been to the El Progreso area, and he was within a quick driving distance of where the accident happened. He was kind of able to help us out with logistically some things. And then right across really the ravine that Brother Wiggins and I spent some time in the jungle there trying to retrieve our suitcases that were in the trailer. Miraculously, that thing didn't flip over, and they didn't fly all over the jungle down there. But anyway, where that occurred, right across the ravine, was a children's home, and those people go to Brother Matt's church there in El Progreso, and we were able to use their restroom while we were waiting alongside the road. We were able to store the trailer there because they impounded the truck, and so we were able to keep that there. Just amazing to see how God worked everything out there. And then God's protection, you know, through that accident, we're all kind of holding our breath, hoping that the truck wouldn't go down the hill. And God worked it out, and we were unsure about, you know, how they're going to get this trailer out as well. They didn't have a big, you know, winch system or anything like that, but they pulled it out, and everything turned out well. And so we could, again, as people mentioned, we could see God's provision and His hand throughout the whole trip, and you didn't have to look very hard to see how He was working. So again, I appreciate you know, your support and each of the team members. They just really worked well together, as Brother Gentry said, and others, that we just really worked well as a team, and I didn't hear any complaints either. So maybe they're talking amongst themselves. But anyway, thanks for your prayers, thanks for your support, and we're looking forward to, as Brother Wiggins said, some trips next year. And so get involved. Don't feel like if you don't have medical skills, you can't come with us, because we need a lot of other volunteers to help with things. And so thanks again, and we're looking forward to next year. Pastor.
I appreciate again the Jameses and putting all this together. Did a fantastic job. It was a wonderful trip, and God was so good to us. It was a pleasure and just an honor to work with the group that went, and again to see God's blessing, to see 40 souls saved. I mean, that's just amazing. And Brother Harold telling me that of those, at least 15 of those represent 15 families that are in walking distance to the church building. So it's 15 families for sure that he'll be able to minister to. They're close by the church building, and Lord willing. In fact, the lady, some of those, I don't know if it was the lady who was pregnant or whatever, but I do know he sent word back and said there was many visitors the following Sunday that came as a result of the medical missions trip as our team was there. And so, again, appreciate the Jameses and everything that went into that. I think for me, just seeing the hard work of our group and working early in the morning till late and putting in a lot of time and effort, not only to get to the trip because of all the issues we had, but spending their own money, taking time off of work, as Brother Wiggins said, and just to see that and how the Lord blessed it. Thirdly, I think, again, I'm not going to reiterate what Brother James said about the building, but having gone there 5 years ago, I've been there now three times, and when Brother Latta and the youth group went down to help build that makeshift auditorium onto the rental house, and then he drove us up this last medical mission trip to see the actual land, and then now to see a building on that land, that's just amazing. And I wish everybody could be there to hear, to share that. You had a part in that, a big part, financially, in purchasing the land and also in purchasing and the materials for the building and for that to be built. I do want to, as a side note, say that the building is not completed. You saw pictures of it there on the slideshow, but it's not completed. And so I want to encourage you, if some of you would like to donate to be a part of that, it needs about $15,000 to complete the building. I know some on the team have already said that they would give. I know my wife and I are going to give towards that. And really like to see us raise $5,000 of that to help him with that. And I'm telling you, the building was absolutely impressive. And for the Honduran community, all the Honduran communities, the city of Suguatepeque is made up of neighborhoods like we have neighborhoods here. You might go to the, you know, Lonesome Dove Estates, or, you know, go to the Meadows or whatever. Well, in their neighborhoods, they have the same thing on a different scale, and they always have a soccer field in the center. Well, for the most part, they're not going to go out of that neighborhood to go to church. So Brother Harold has a goal of planting as many churches in Suguatepeque as there are neighborhoods. And so as he plants that church, and I'm telling you, that area is growing. We watched all the homes that have been built since we've been there that are out in that outlying area, and the opportunity there to reach multitudes of people. And he already is. I mean, doing a great job. So I'd encourage you, if you would like to get involved in that, I'll mention again here at the offering time, to be involved in part of that. But to see the work on the building, see God's hand in providence, to see God's protection, all the things that have already been mentioned. The goal of the medical missions is to reach people with the gospel. The goal of our Sunday school is to reach people with the gospel. The goal of Master Clubs is to reach people with the gospel. The goal of the Fall Festival is to reach people with the gospel, if we can ever have it again. The goal of the church is to reach people with the gospel. I mean, that's our number one goal. That's our number one purpose. We think about, again, the Great Commission. I know you've heard it. It's like a broken record for some of you, but I'm going to read it anyway. Matthew chapter 28, verse 18 says, "And Jesus came and spake unto them, saying, All power is given unto me in heaven and earth. Go ye therefore and teach all nations, baptizing them in the name of the Father and of the Son and the Holy Ghost, teaching them to observe all things whatsoever I commanded you. And lo, I am with you always, even unto the end of the world." Purpose of the church is to reach people with the gospel. That is the primary purpose. And I'm appreciative of the group that went, who understood that, and then to see those 40 precious souls accept Christ as their Savior. And knowing that Brother Harold Pridey has the same philosophy, biblical philosophy that we do, and I promise you they're going to be followed up on. They're going to be harassed for Jesus. They're going to be stalked for Jesus. And to see the Great Commission fulfilled, because the Great Commission doesn't stop with getting people getting saved. It's getting them baptized and getting them discipled. And I know and I am confident that Brother Harold Pridey will do that, him and Miss Lena. And they are such super missionaries. I like the way Dad put it, super missionaries. There are no missionaries here tonight. Some may be watching online. But there are missionaries who are a cut above the rest. I'm sorry, they just are. And Brother Harold Pridey is one of those. My wife is helping Brother Pridey write a book. And that's going to be interesting. I'm telling you, Brother Pridey's got, God has done wonderful things for him and Miss Lena over the years. I look forward when the book is completed. Let's all stand with verse invitation. And the Lord has spoken to you through music tonight or possibly through one of the testimonies. Whatever God has laid upon your heart, I hope you come and bring that to the Lord. Heavenly Father, we thank you for these who've given testimony tonight of, Lord, of your goodness, Lord, of your protection, of your providence. And we thank you for the souls that were saved. We pray for Brother Pridey and Miss Lena, Lord, that you would just direct and lead and guide them. Lord, we pray for more souls.
On behalf of our church and staff, thank you for listening to this sermon. For more sermons and more information about our church, please visit hbchaslett.org.